Blog Talk Radio.
With the inside coconut, see if I pass, if you give me stamina, we
wait for you to the same time, oh, come on. Me and you at the same time. I never want to leave, mama. To dance with me, mama. I pull up on your beach, mama. Time to swim, mama. Baby girl, make you know the lie. Make it tell your friends, say you the feel this guy. Don't even waste time. Cause now me you go follow to the day we die. But meanwhile, I can't wait to make your face just smile. It's not a lie. Just set my soul on fire. So many girls are past you. None of the girls quite past you. So many things you've been through. Life will not be the same again. Wouldn't be the same again. You'll never be the same again. You'll never be the same again. Never be the same again. Don't mind them. Tell the lies to you. The talk say me I'm too bad for you. Don't mind them. Tell the lies to you. The talk say my heart a glass, no more don't break it. Oh, break it. Oh, break it. Oh, if I die, wait it. Oh, when I'm gonna take it. Oh, on your way, put the red it. Oh, dead it. Baby, me and red it. Oh, wait it. On your way, so dead it. Oh. Baby girl, make you know the lie. Make it tell your friends, say you the feel this guy. Don't even waste time. Cause now me, you go follow till the day we die. But meanwhile, I can't wait to make your face just smile. It's not a lie. Just set my soul on fire. So many girls are past you. None of the girls quite past you. So many things you've been through. Life will not be the same. Wouldn't be the same again. You'll never be the same again. You'll never be the same again. Never be the same
again. Uh-oh, you know what that means. Yep, you guessed it. It's a Drip the Mic day. The author Hezzy and God is Love going up on a Tuesday like it's a Friday. Two literary prodigies, these scholars be so talented, they can write a novel about water and still entertain a nice tray. No filters tonight, they might say bright day-inducing diatribes that could make a life change. If you ain't gang and don't hang with the Office Lounge on Tuesday, you might want to rearrange how you prioritize things. This is family, man. The Author's Lounge maintains by overstanding what's understood so the unnecessary doesn't have to be explained. The pilot and co-pilot flying this plane entertains by unleashing verbal positive cargo as if it's carried by a train nonstop through your earlobes all the way in until it reaches the creative portion of your brain. Drip the Mic is going to the top, high like we just copped a whole pound of the best strain, conducting top interviews and use our platform to help those who choose to network and idea exchange. This is 2 hours of insane vibes. The Archer's Lounge goes live every Tuesday at 6 p.m. Central and 7 p.m. Eastern. Guess what? We can be heard worldwide. You know, I sit back like watching Hezzy quarterback like he come with the content and the God is Love catches the ball like running it up the side. Drip the Mic presents the Author's Lounge. Stick around so we can drop that sound that up until inception, you and others have been denied. Now, ladies and gentlemen, let's hear those hands collide and please help myself and the Drip the Mic Network welcome the Author's Lounge with your host, the author Hezzy, and co-host, God is Love in the building. Let's get it. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Welcome to another edition of the Author's Lounge, presented to you by Drifter Mike. Call in 646-378-0355. And you are now rocking with the best. Tonight we have a great show for you all. You hear my crazy co-host like they're getting over me?
What happened? What happened? You forgot the number? Yeah, remember that? Uh-huh. What happened?
Oh, uh-huh.
You should have known I was coming. Of course I was.
Oh, Lord.
How you doing, bro?
You going to introduce yourself. I'm doing
Hey, y'all. It's your girl. It's your girl, Goddess Love. Yes, it is Tuesday, October 12th, and we are at the Arts Lounge. You know, today is our Monday. So, yeah, how was y'all weekend? My weekend was fabulous. Let me just say the weekend was fabulous for me because I have a date for the book. It is out right now for pre-order on Amazon. It is coming out on October 27th. Go get your girl book. It's called Ready for Love. So
okay.
Go get that book, pre-order it right now, and get it in your hands on the 27th. All right? So that's what I've been doing all weekend. What you been doing?
Man, congratulations, first of all.
Thank you, bro. This has been a long
you know
time.
This. Girl, I know. I done took a year off.
I see. Mm-hmm. So we got a good show tonight, huh?
Yeah, we do. We do. Mm-hmm. We got a...
Mm-hmm.
Let me see who we have tonight. Oh, man. Y'all know I'm not good with... with names.
Woo-wee.
But
right.
I think I'm gonna let you pronounce this.
No. Absolutely not. It's all you, bro. It's all you.
Okay. Well, let me go on and give it a little try. Miss you, Basu.
That sounded about right, though.
Mm-mm. Yeah. Miss you, Basu. Beachy is from Nigeria. He's a graphic designer and companion to CorelDRAW, Adobe Photoshop, and Android Studio. He is the chief executive officer and founder of Infinity Plus, the graphic design firm that designs and prints remotely. He's currently an undergraduate student of electrical engineering and Bayero University, Kano. Whenever he takes vacation from work, you will find him teaching youngsters the Islamic jurisprudence, reading or listening to the Quran recitation, navigating the Internet to add to his store of knowledge, whether it is an online course, blog post, or an ebook. He likes connecting to people, and Be Hungry is his first published book. We want to welcome Mr. Beachy to the mic. Are you there?
Yeah, I am there.
Ah, how are you doing, sir? It is an honor to have you on the show.
Yeah, thank you very much. I am doing fine and very well.
So, Mr. Beachy, what I didn't touch on, could you explain to the world who you are, what you do, and how you do it? The show stage.
Okay, thank you very much. As you said, I'm Ms. Basu Beachy, and this Beachy is like my town name, and this is how our culture is. So we add our town name to our name.
Okay.
And I am currently a student in a university in Kano, and I am a graphic designer, and I write, and I am like blogging on Facebook. I have a page, Infinity Plus, and graphic design is what I do for a living. I think, in short, this is what I do.
How do you have time to do all of that?
So, all my things are planned and written in the to-do list. So, from Like in the morning when I wake up by 6, I pray. And after praying, I have like 15 minutes to read the Quran. And then read some hadith and one, at least one page of a self-development book. And then what follows is first Facebook post.
Okay.
I update my readers by that time, and I just go on with my work.
Wow.
And then when I have any lecture in the campus, then I proceed.
That's great. Could you explain? How much would you explain to the audience a little bit?
Okay.
We want to kind of take a trip to your country where you was brought up in.
Okay.
How was it? Yes. We want to know because you know how America is. They always paint a picture that we don't really get to see.
Okay.
So go ahead. Yes.
Where I live most of my life is students' dormitory, and I sometimes take leave to home, but most of the times I live inside the school, and my graphic design career is freelance work. Like all my customers are contacting me remotely, and we are like that. All those things that I listed, I do in the morning, I do them in my room. And like by 8, I go to my lectures. And after the lectures, I get time to like eat my food either in the canteen or I come back to the dorm and cook. I sometimes cook, but if I have much work, I don't get that time, and I have to just get some time to go to the canteen and buy some food. And whenever I want to work, I use the power of the university. Like I don't have the electricity overhead. I don't pay any electricity bill since I don't really own it. I use the public electricity in the university. And one thing that is already known to many is the electricity in many universities in Nigeria is not stable. So you can, like, as you're working, the light will just go off. So I'm not trying, like, to embarrass my country, but this is the reality. So, you understand?
Like, for me, it's so inspiring, though, because you do all of this before 8 o'clock in the morning. Then you eat, and you do everything for the school where you stay. And see, people don't realize how privileged they are in the United States. You actually stay at the school where you do all of this.
So?
You know, and that's amazing. So what inspired you to do all that you do? And to, I want you to expand and talk about your book a little bit.
Pardon?
I want to know what inspired you to do all that you do, and what inspired you to write your first book.
So, actually, Facebook is where I get my customers. So I have to keep my customers busy writing my post. I had a course previously on Futureland, on digital marketing. And I heard a man, a mentor, his name is Habib Abdullah, and he taught me some things about social media marketing. And one of the things he told me that I don't forget, all, every day I remember it is, anytime your customer is scrolling down the Facebook, make sure that he sees your post. Every day he scrolls down the Facebook, make sure he sees your post. This is what inspires me every day. I don't forget this.
I agree.
Yeah.
I definitely agree. I used to say that all the time to my clients. When you're trying to sell your product or your book, when a person goes to your page, it should be filled with your products or your books. It should be seen all the time.
No, it is not all the time that he should see your like book or a product you're selling. Something that is interesting to him or to her. Yeah.
Right.
I don't all the time post about my products. I post teasers. And I post interesting things and the facts that people will love to read. And then
things that they can relate to, subjects that they can relate to.
Yes. Things that they can relate to, and this is what will keep them like inclined to the page. And whenever a product is posted, they can have the time to consider looking at it.
That is awesome. So, what do you see yourself doing over the course of the next 3 years?
In the course of the next 3 years, I am seeing myself as a writer, a best-selling author on Amazon with about 5 published best-selling books.
You know what, Mr. Beachy? We're going to have to fight over that that number one bestseller spot right there. You know, now I'm just playing with you.
Yeah.
No, man, I just want you to get a little comfortable. It's okay. It's okay. You worldwide, but it's okay. And I'm so glad. And, like, what is your inspiration, like, for the youngsters, you know, teaching them, like you said, you teach them through the Quran and different things about that. What are you trying to get across to the youngsters, and what are you trying to inspire them to do?
So most of my time from 6:30 p.m. to like 8 is a time that culturally in Nigeria we go to Islamic school. In this time, there are some days that I go to learn, and there are some days that I go to teach. And there are some days that the time is divided. We usually count the time by prayers. So by like 6:30, we pray a prayer called Maghrib prayer. And by 8, we pray an Isha prayer. And after that Maghrib prayer, we most of the times, like on Mondays to Wednesdays, we teach. And other days we learn from our grand teachers.
Okay.
Yes.
So is in Nigeria, is that mostly Islamic country?
Nope. It is like the population has higher percentage as Muslims.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay.
And where I live, where I live, And where I live, Muslims are more concentrated there.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Yes.
That is great. So, about your books. What book are you working on currently now?
Currently, I am working on a book, but that book is not meant to be published on Amazon because it is written in Hausa, and our people are not actually going to Amazon to read.
Mm-hmm.
I want to publish it in a paperback and sell it. Its name is Zina and Auri. And these things are Hausa terms. They refer to fornication and marriage.
Right. Great, man, that's awesome. Ms. Co-host.
Yes, sir.
Do you have any questions?
Who was your favorite author? Do you have a favorite author? Do you have anyone who inspired you to be an author? I guess, did we lose you? No, let me see. Oh, yeah.
Is he still,
we lost
is he still here? He left?
Nope, we lost him.
Oh, man. Hold on, let me
you know,
see if we
was,
can...
He was calling very long distance.
Yes, straight from Nigeria.
Yeah, I think it was like 13 or 14 numbers or something like that. I was like, dang.
Yeah. But, you know, that's awesome, though, that he can connect from Africa because it's a lot of people that can call this number from around the world because I've had people from, like, the UK and stuff, and they were like, they can't get through, can you use WhatsApp and stuff like that. So it was just amazing.
Right. Yeah, and it's good that he offered his work and stuff, too, you know, to the people over in America and not just in Nigeria, which is probably
exactly
where he makes most of his connections, which is probably where the American people make a lot of connections that way. So, yeah.
Ho, ho, ho. It's not over yet. But you know, I got Sona Hazel on the back end. We chit chatting right now. You know how I do. I'm always the sneaky thing.
I don't know if you want to be labeled no damn sneaky link now. That's a whole different kind of term.
See, no, I use my sneaky link different. I ain't like y'all little sneaky links.
I'm good.
Oh,
Lord. Always talking mess. Listen, speaking of talking mess, tomorrow is Wednesday. It is the premiere of what?
The Adam and Eve show.
The Adam and
the
Eve
world
show will be tomorrow. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
What time is tomorrow? Let the people know.
7 p.m. Eastern time.
Oh, you know I'm gonna be tuned in.
And you know what? And I hope my co-host ready. I hope she ain't got no butterflies because it's about to be on and pop. It's gonna get hot up in there.
Eve, I hope you listening because he calling you out talking about you better be ready. Whoa. Well, I'm ready. I'm excited for you. Congratulations on the new show. I cannot wait to tune in tomorrow. I'm going to be absolutely wonderful.
Yes, it is going to be. So tell us about this new book you got out.
I've been talking about it for a minute. It's called Ready for Love, my first romance novel. So, you know, it took me a little while to get this out because I had some life issues going on, but it's finally done. She's ready, and I love her. I cannot wait for everybody else to read it. I hope you guys like it. But, you know, today is a special day. Y'all know what today is. And y'all know what today is? Today
roll,
is...
You got the drum roll thing on there?
Listen, today is our CEO's birthday. And we got to shout him out tonight. Happy birthday, Al.
Mm-hmm. I'm not singing happy birthday. We ain't got no birthday tune or drum rolls on that thing, you got.
Oh, my gosh. I don't know. You know, we got to see what the people got. Let's see if the people got something. I don't know. Like, sometimes they do. Sometimes they don't. I got to holler at the engineer in the back and see if, you know, mm-hmm. they can tune up something for the CEO. Because, you know, I know they on little birthday thingy right now, so they're not going to be popping in and out like they usually do, you know, shooting the shit with us tonight because, you know, it's his birthday. They probably somewhere turning up. However, I do know that they're going to be listening to us because who can't listen to us? Like, we're the brats. Like,
run!
So I know they're listening. So, special shout out, happy birthday to the CEO. And listen, the engineer said not right now. We got to keep it pushing because we got our guests, you know. We got our guests on the line.
And I know he probably eating better than I am right now. So we got to make sure he tell me what he's eating because I didn't tell the guests what I'm eating tonight. So I'm not. Because I know he's eating better than I am right now. So I don't even want to say why I'm eating that.
Of course he's eating good. Of course. We don't want to know what you're eating. You're probably eating Burger King or some damn McDonald's or some chicken. One of those. So,
yeah, it's close.
I know what I'm talking about. Listen, we got our guests in the line. We don't want to keep away too long. You know who this is. Do your intro.
Mm-mm. She said she drives the E-train in New York. So, we're going to bring her on up to the stage. Miss Toni Hazel, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing good.
All right.
How about yourself?
I'm doing great. Now that you
sound good.
Thank you.
Welcome to the Office Lounge.
Thank you for having me.
Don't y'all start no mess tonight. We're gonna keep this calm and cool.
Why are we not starting anything? Explain yourself.
Mm-hmm.
I like trouble.
See,
I saw a lot of trouble in my books. I like trouble.
Miss Hayes is a manipulator. Y'all hear me, right?
So what kind of trouble are we going to get into tonight? It's Tuesday.
No.
I like to start trouble early.
Okay.
If I'm Queens, you have 13 books on the market. Pick my brain. You only get an opportunity once.
Oh. Girl.
That's right up your alley, bro. Go ahead.
You ain't even talking. You talking to me. Let's get it, girl. I'm gonna show you.
Yes. So, what do you want to know? From
okay.
Queens, been riding
off
and on since a teenager.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. First off, we ain't even gonna go there. I want you to introduce yourself to the world. Tell them about
hey,
you.
World.
Tell them what you do. Mm-hmm.
It's Toni Hazel. I'm a writer. I'm a therapist during the day, and I'm a writer 24/7, 365 days a year. I write about self-help, black femininity, erotic, murder and mayhem. And yes, most of the things I write about may be true. It's funny, I kind of stumbled into writing last year during a pandemic. I had no excuse at that point. I was working from home, going to school from home, and then I finally said, you know what, I'm going to put my foot forward. I connected with a publisher, released my first memoir, Warm Chocolate and Red Wine, Memoirs of Black Experiences, I wrote a handbook, more like a slam book, He Left Me Broke, A Woman's Guide to Avoiding a Broken Heart and an Empty Wallet. You know, when you're trying to build the bear, you're trying to build a man. So I released a handbook on that. And honestly, I've just been having fun with my writing. And I didn't realize how vicious and competitive it is. It's crazy.
And you just, so you just do all your sneaky stuff at home.
Basically, like, when I tell anybody, you don't want me writing about you. You don't want me writing about you because if I write about you, it's going to be good. If I write about you, you know I'm going to be talking about you. And it's funny. I get so many inspiring black authors, which is crazy that it is so many of us out here, which is amazing.
It is.
And, you know, Tony, do you ghostwrite? I'm like, no, because I feel like this. You showcase your own talent, sis, bruh. You know,
right.
Find what your fire is.
But, Ms. Hazel, I put up a post the other day, right?
Right.
You remember back a couple of years ago, could no authors who really could write get on because it was so hard. Now anybody that can write about anything can write a book.
And that's how I feel. So the fact that this platform is basically so available for you as a writer, you should not be looking for anyone to do nothing for you. Because back in the day, you had to propose. People had to tell you you were talented. Remember that?
Yep.
Not anybody and everybody's right. Talented, apparently.
Right.
So I feel like when you're looking for a ghostwriter, they think they are. When you're looking for a ghostwriter, you're pretty much saying, hey, just do this for me and let me make some money off of it. And I'm just not really with that. I'm just not. Now, I've been kicked off a couple of pages, you know, from, you know, I have. I guess I was networking too much. Forgive me. That's what it's for. But I was doing too much of it, utilizing it. So I've been kicked off a lot. And, first of all, what kind of books are you guys into? Are you into erotica? Do you feel like black women shouldn't write things like that? I get a lot of different opinions about my work.
I write everything.
Oh, yeah.
You already know me. I'm going to write about whatever goes across my mind and whatever I'm going through at the time.
Right. I like to read anything and everything, and I also write everything. Like, I don't write just one genre. I write in different genres, so... Yeah, I like versatility.
But don't you think that's what makes the author, like, the signature thing that they're good at? Like, for example, like Stephen King, he's known for his horror. Zane is known for her erotic and sex books. You understand?
Right.
So for me, I write a few different things, like I mentioned to you guys earlier. But, however, I stay in a certain genre. So you know when you read a Tony Hazel book, you're going to expect scandal. You're going to expect love. You're going to expect triumph. You're going to expect victory.
Right.
Like me, I can't really sit down trying to write a horror book.
Victory.
It's just not in my blood.
Right.
It's not in my blood. Now, Panty Droppers, that's in my blood. You know, he came into my apartment, and he crept in, and he slammed me on, you know, the kitchen counter.
What?
You know,
I
was catching that cock for days. I'm sorry, can I say that on the show?
Yes, you can. I got Drake's son here.
You guys have to check out Tongue Arguments, Intriguing Plot Twist.
Oh, Lord.
That's my first erotica. Yes. And I wrote that book just off the top of my head in one day. It's 40 pages. It's 40 pages.
And it's called What the Tongue Licker.
Nasty. Tongue Arguments. You know, you arguing all the time, but with your tongue. You know, arguing all the time, but with your tongue you are. So it's Intriguing Plot Twist, Volume 1. I can't with you guys. You guys want to be in the book? Like, you know. That's the impressions that I'm getting. That's the impression that I'm getting. Listen, you know, for some of my books, you don't want me to write about you, but some of my books, like you say, yeah, I remember that. Like there's one story called A Shot of Blue Label, and I'll give the audience a tease. It's about a girl who's dating a seasoned gentleman. And it was one night she was almost kind of up against a situation.
What's
you know,
a seasoned
home was,
gentleman?
A seasoned gentleman is a mature gentleman, older man.
Oh, that's a
salt and pepper.
Okay.
Salt and pepper.
So
salt
what
pepper,
am I?
Yes, sir.
I'm 40. Well, I just turned 43. So what am I?
What are you in your mind? Are you seasoned?
Am I seasoned or what am I?
I'm asking you, are you seasoned enough? Meaning, like, are you very mature in your mind? Are your pockets full grown? Is your attitude full grown? Do you carry yourself, you know, to the highest potential? You're above anything that's petty. See, being a seasoned gentleman is beyond age. It's a mindset.
Oh, okay. That's an old motherfucker like that here.
Mm-hmm. It's a mindset. So if, yes. So if all those things describe you, yes, sir. See, I stopped playing around with little boys a long time ago.
Oh, Lord.
Long time ago.
I ain't little.
Mm-hmm.
I don't play around.
Me and mine.
I ain't little, but I'm TMI.
I don't know even, is that something that should be in tongue arguments? I don't know. But, yeah, it's a mindset. Just like a grown woman mindset. That's a mindset first. It's a lifestyle,
right?
You know, and a lifestyle is a habit. So, you know, I think as men and women, there's just certain things that happen in our lives that You know what's so funny? Because a sugar daddy is someone that you don't really necessarily love. You know,
right.
I think sugar daddy and that term, those are for women. And like I said, I don't need sugar daddies. To me, it's a borderline pimp, honestly. And my thing is this. Seasoned gentlemen, men who are grown, the hands of their
seasoned
business.
Seasoned gentlemen, they're players.
Yes. I'm sorry?
They're players. Seasoned gentlemen are
hey,
players.
Hey, listen, any man could be a player. Any man can.
Right.
They're
not any man can. No. Can't any
man
be a player.
Listen, what I'm trying to say is that there's no age limit on that. You can be a young player. You can be an old one. You can be a broke one. You can be a rich one.
It's rules to this.
Oh, please.
It's rules. You need to read my book, then.
Oh, Lord. Did you have a manual for this?
It's rules to this.
Well, listen. I have no interest in the pimps and the players. You know, you asked me about this, what seasoned meant, and seasoned meant someone that who is fully cooked. That's all I'm saying. In their mind, you know, just in their lifestyle, in their spirit, and to each his own, you know, how they want to date and who they want to interact with. So, you know,
see, I can give you a spiritual love, but at the same time, I can play with you, too.
Hey, listen, to each his own. to each his own.
See, I could be sitting on the E-chain right to you, and you'll never know.
You know what? You know what? Just put it in your next book and make sure it's a bestseller. How about that? How about that? I already told you I like to argue. I have a book called Tongue Arguments. Well, what did you think I was coming here to do? Be meek and shy?
Girl,
yes, I'm a nerd. I am a nerd by nature.
I like this fight.
You have to be called out. I don't know. Mm-hmm. You might be a next story. I might flip you with something.
Girl, you
know?
Put me in that story, they're gonna be the world gonna be like, oh my God.
They're gonna enjoy it, I promise
right
you. They're gonna enjoy it, and I will acknowledge all parties involved, I promise you.
let me be hey.
I promise you. Yeah, so Tongue Arguments, a shot of blue label, is about two seasoned gentlemen and she's dating one gentleman and a situation's kinda presented to her and she kinda lets it slip prior. So when she comes back to the man cave again, they're playing pool, and she's basically fantasizing about how she wants to kind of be made into a grown woman by these two men. I'll just put it that way. Mm-hmm. You know, it is still early. It's not after midnight, so we can't do the mature audience talk or the XXX talk.
Oh,
but
girl, you can talk however you want to talk right now.
Oh,
you got me
I
wide
appreciate
open.
That.
I'm old and my ears are wide.
But listen,
open,
I have to keep
open.
The audience intrigued. I have to, so I can't spill all of the tea. But it's sensual. It's fun. It's a sexy book. It's mature. It's grown. You know, it's the kind of book that gets your mind open, but
tell
you don't put
it
down. Oh, only on Amazon. Only
okay.
on Amazon, amazon.com/author/Tony Hazel Writes, and my whole catalog will come up. You'll see 8 books on the market. There's 4 exclusives, but that is
mm-hmm.
only for members who have purchased all 8 books prior. So I'm sorry, I got to save some goodies for people who have been loyal to me, but you
mm-hmm.
definitely
mm-hmm.
not be disappointed.
I like goodies.
You will not be disappointed with Tongue Arguments, with Warm Chocolate and Red Wine, Memoirs of Black Experience, Volume 1 and 2, Extra Credit, Learning More Than Just Chemistry. Also have some handbooks, ladies. I'm busy living my life as a grown woman.
Mm-hmm.
I have Women Choose Who to Date, Men
mm-hmm.
Choose Who to Marry, He Left Me Broke, A Woman's Guide and Avoiding a Broken Heart and an Empty Wallet. And my newest is The Chesapeake Monster. And I have another called Chasing Karen.
Hold on,
and a Taste of Star. What?
Chesapeake Monster.
The Chesapeake Monster. Yeah,
Monster. What is that about?
Okay, so let's tap into something a little different. This is Tony Hazel's first Murder and Mayhem book. And this book is very dear to me because it tells a story about a girl who was sexually abused as a child.
Mm.
And about 15 years later,
mm-hmm.
she discovers this man was incarcerated. She went to her girlfriend's bar on a very drunk night. This is a true story. And she Googled his name and saw that he was incarcerated.
Mm.
And she said, if he's incarcerated, he must be incarcerated for child sex abuse, and he was. So in this story, what she does, she challenges the statute of limitation,
mm-hmm.
and she finds the DA in D.C., and she holds him hostage. And she says, you're going to try this case for me. You're going to help me get back my sanity because I have not had it in 32 years. And you're going to use your white privilege the way you used to. Okay, and
mm-hmm.
what happens is that they end up becoming friends. I'm sorry?
That's 2 crimes in one. She holding a DA hostage.
Oh, yeah. But you know, the beautiful part about it is that she takes no shorts. It's like, you have to do this for me. It's like, you have the power to do this. And there's so many
mm-hmm.
people in positions of real power that don't exercise it. And what happens is in the book, they end up becoming very good friends.
Mm-hmm.
And he discovers a little something about his own circle.
Mm.
So, you know, Tony Hazel, I don't write these long, dragging books. It is definitely a journey that you're not going to put this book down.
So, Ms. Hazel, let me ask you a question.
Yes.
How long are usually your books?
My books are no longer than 130 pages. Yes, sir. So, for example, like Tongue Arguments is 44 pages. I get so many
mm-hmm.
curse outs in my DMs, like, why did I do this? And I want more. But I say, listen, I don't like to sit down and read 200 to 300 page books. Why would I write them?
Right.
Yeah, why would I write them? So, typically, 112 pages, 130, 140. 85 pages, like there's no book with the same amount of pages that I've written.
Mm-hmm.
But there's never long books. So, you know, that's one thing that I do have my fans sold on because, like, listen, I can finish your book in a day. The only reason why I can't finish it in a day because I'm working, the kids, blah, 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 the husband or wife. But you can literally finish my book on a Saturday morning. You really can in the backyard smoking, drinking.
Right.
Mm-hmm,
and, you know, for me, it's like you get that feeling when you're done, you're done.
That's the feeling that you'll get when you read my work.
Mm-hmm.
Like
my book, they're no longer there, like you said, 130 between there because.
Right.
And I don't want to water it down. I want you I want to get through all the details, but I have to explain that the leaf on the tree has three lines going down the leaf with all branches. No, we're not doing all that. I'm going to explain to you the outside, the interiors of this, and then we're getting straight to the get down.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, I feel like that's enough. When you read something of mine, you're like, oh, wow, that's it. That was good. Well, I wanted this. I wanted that. Wow. You know, it takes time to really sink in what you just read. And I don't know. I just always been like that. For the record, I don't make man-bashing books, you know. I had a fan ask me that earlier this week. I'm like, my books aren't anti-men. I love men, you know. I have a wonderful man in my life. And, you know, so I'm like, no, I write books to just help women just have clarity with themselves, you know. I'm going to naturally gear towards women because I'm a woman. So
yeah.
I know our weaknesses. I know where we fall short, and I know our strengths. So, you know, definitely the writing journey has been fun. I mean, I make money from it as well, but it's fun. It's what I love. And there's not enough black women out here writing books at the moment. It's just
what?
Not enough.
That's right. You don't think so? It's too many. But they're not writing about the right stuff.
Sis, I want to see more. Guess what? I want to see more. I want to be able to connect
more. I
want to
see more brothers writing and reading.
Oh, there's
and
a lot.
To read.
There's
No, it's not. It is not. It's definitely not. I need to see more brothers.
You think we outnumber the black male writers? Yeah.
Yes, and the black males. And the black males don't even know what to do when they do start writing. I'm like, dude, you can't do what they're doing. You have to switch up the game. And that's what I did when I started writing. I didn't want to do what every other author was doing. I wanted to switch up the game.
Mm-hmm. A lot of people don't know how to promote themselves.
I got to. Exactly. See, if you ever watched that Wu-Tang saga, that's the story of when I first came in the book game. I hit the pavement on these feet of mine.
Well, you know, I've kind of connected a little bit with a few male writers, and I'm going to say something that people may not agree with. A lot of them want to do e-books. I don't suggest e-books.
I don't do that. Nope. I might do an audiobook, audiobook. But no, your excuse my language on this show. Your ass want to learn how to read.
It's laziness to me. It's like we already crippled so much with technology. And when I explained to this brother, you know,
she's saying exactly what you said
the other day.
Wow. You quote the same thing. It's laziness. We have enough technology as it is. People want
to
smell the fresh pages. I love the authenticity of a nice cover design. You know, reading the back bio of the author, seeing a picture,
and you got
smelling
the
pages.
The
true
go
geek here
with that.
From Southside, Queens, but true geek. I have a love for art.
Southside.
When I used to go to Brooklyn, I used to catch the four train, Eastern Parkway to DK. I should have stickled a little longer in Queens. I would have met you, Miss Hazel. No, congratulations. Yes. So, you know, hey, I got something for you to do, Miss Hazel. What you got?
They got a Harlem school zone up there. You need to call them. You listen. I'm giving you some diamonds right now. I don't give you diamonds. I'm giving you
world. I just missed that part.
Okay.
So I like repeat that.
Okay. It's a Harlem school zone.
Harlem school zone.
Okay. Michelle Obama did her exercise program there. Call them and tell them you want to do a book signing there.
Okay. All right.
It's the Harlem school. Come on. I'm going to tell you, listen. y'all gonna go back and forth for about maybe a couple of weeks, 2 or 3 weeks.
Uh huh.
But you'll get your book signing.
Wow! Wow!
That is one of the most popular schools in Harlem, and it's for kids in different age groups. So they're gonna look at different age groups in your book.
But I don't write. I don't write things for kids.
It doesn't matter. My first book wasn't for kids.
I don't know about that. Parents might ban me.
That ain't her market.
No. I'm writing about back shots and putting guns to people's head. I'm good. I don't need to be out of school.
Chesapeake is a monster.
That's not appropriate for children. Nothing. For the record, everyone. For the record, everyone.
Okay. Get my dad.
Okay. Listening to me, and I have these disclaimers in my books. My books are not for children. They are not for teenagers. They are not for high schoolers. So I am not that type of author. When I'm talking about the Chesapeake monster, I'm talking about a monster that was preying on children sexually. That's what I'm talking about. Okay?
Well,
I love the opportunity, but when I start writing ABCs and 1, 2, 3 books, then we could talk about this in the Harvard school. But listen, I don't want to make no black mamas angry. You know, I have a black mama, and I know how. No, I'm good. Even at 35, I'm still scared of people mamas. So no. I'm all right.
Okay. Well, I tell you what. You just go to 125th Street. You got Columbia University up there.
Oh yeah.
You call them.
Columbia. Mm-hmm.
You call them, they'll give you a book signing. Remember what I told you the other day? Your book cannot be on Amazon. It has to be on Barnes & Noble.
You did express that to me.
Work on that.
And I've been researching that, too.
And you can get a book signing anywhere in the world. All it has to do is be on Barnes & Noble.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So let me this. Can it be on both?
It can, yeah. But they have to be able to. But don't let's get it twisted. You can't just put it on Barnes & Noble and be like, oh, I got my book. It's on Barnes & Noble. Because they're going to look it up. They have to be able to return it. If they cannot return it, you will not get a book signed.
Well, they can return it now. Like, you know, because my book's on Amazon, so.
They don't like Amazon.
You know,
right.
No bookstores like Amazon. No bookstore will give you a book.
I get it.
No bookstore will give you a book signing. If it is, you with Amazon. Nope. No book signing here. We don't do this. Nope. It's Barnes & Noble.
Nobody likes
Amazon. They have a contract with Barnes & Noble. They have that deals through Barnes & Noble. Barnes & Noble's won every bookstore in America.
Mm-hmm.
The big one. Unless you want to go to mom and pop stores, which nobody comes in there, you get a little traffic. But you get a Barnes & Noble's book signing, you might have one person come over there and pay $100 for a book, and he ain't even going to want the book. He just want to pay you the $100 for storing up.
Well, you know what I did, not to make you lose your thoughts. I connected with an owner who owns the bookstore called the Lit Bar in the Bronx.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm conversing with them on possibly a book signing this year, because this year it's not that much time left, only a few months left in this year, 2021.
How would you like to do Harvard?
I'm sorry, Harvard?
Since you're in New York, how would you like to do Harvard?
I mean, listen, I'm not going to count it out.
They offered me $600 to do a book signing there. So if I get six people, we pay $100 a piece, and we can do Harvard.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, listen, I'm always willing to, always. I'm not going to say, oh, no.
People don't do. I call and talk to you on the phone. I call and talk to Harvard on the phone. They don't even know who I am or what. They say, you give us $600, we reserve a spot in the hall for you.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they fail to realize. And I don't do nothing digital. Everything's, I'm going to call and I'm going to
call. Oh, you know, I'm not a digital girl. We have this discussion.
Mm-hmm.
We have,
mm-hmm.
You are too lazy to pick up pages. I can't help you. I can't help you. I'm not going to feed your remedialness, if that's even a word. Like, no, you're going to have to read, bro. You're going to have to read this. I get that question all the time. And I had an author, he was talking to me, he was frustrated. I said, listen, you're putting out ebooks. Anything that's very accessible to people, they're not going to want.
Not going to read it. Nope.
I said, they can just download it and click it. What they're going to do is just pass it on to their friends. That's all they're going to do. See me, like, for example, Tony, do you deliver books? No, I don't. Now, for certain types of people, I will. Okay? Meaning, like, if they're just, like, too extremely busy, these are person, like, professional, like, entrepreneurs and friends that, you know, they want the autograph, they want the photo with me. And listen, you know, I know I'm not no household name yet, but I speak it into existence. And, you know, stuff like that. So it's like, if I make myself too accessible as an author, that's not good either. That's not good either. So, I let my publisher work for me. This is why we have the deal. So that way, all the extra legwork, first of all, I don't have time to do it. I have my own personal life. Okay? And I think sometimes, like, with people, they feel like you're supposed to be jumping through all these hoops just to get sales. I'm not going to do it personally because I don't have time. You know, and that's to sound arrogant. I just don't got the time to do it. If I'm too accessible, first of all, that's dangerous for me. I'm still a woman out here in this world. And I just believe, like, whoever I sign up with and whoever my publisher is, and they should make my life easier as an author. The shipping, the handling. You understand what I'm saying? Certain things I should be able to lean on them for, right?
Miss Hayes.
Yes.
When did your publisher become your marketer and promoter and do your legwork? You know, my first
me?
Publisher
no,
told
no,
me.
No, 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 no. Because we thought about this yesterday. We thought about this yesterday. Me and, like,
yeah,
shipping and handling, like, for example, like, hey, can you send 4 books? No, I'm not going to the post office getting boxes and labels and crap and sending it to you. That's what I mean. No, my publisher isn't responsible for the way I market and promote myself. No.
Mm-hmm.
When it comes to that product, getting to that customer, absolutely.
Can I tell you something?
Yeah.
For the past 5 years, my life hasn't been private at all. I work 24/7, 24 hours a week. I do a full-time job, and books is a full-time job. They both collide. And some jobs don't like it. Some jobs I say, the hell with you, because this is my dream. This is your dream.
Yeah.
This is what you want.
Right.
So do it. Don't let nobody do it for you, because you're going to make your best decision. At the end of the day, you're going to make the best decision that's for you.
Oh, yes, sir. Oh, yes, sir. So, yeah, I thought of the new book with you right now. Keep talking.
There you go. See,
ain't no hell. I'm
going to let you know something. My first publisher published my book. Every day before my book got published, I had to send them this money, that money. I'm like, damn, I ain't even got that money. I'm sending this. And when it came out, he was like, every Facebook post, he'll come up on. Tell him to come here. Tell him to come here. I'm like, hold up. You haven't marketed me. You haven't promoted me. You haven't did shit. So you know what I did? I left work one morning. I live in a small town in Virginia. I left work one morning. I said, fuck this. I'm going to Philadelphia. I'm going to New York. I'm going to push my own book. I did 7 East Coast colleges on my own by myself. The biggest colleges on the East Coast by myself. Wasn't known nothing. And I did it on my own. And was on the Today Show with my book. 115 pages.
Beautiful. So let me ask you this. Go ahead. I want some more. I'm intrigued. Go ahead.
So when it comes to, you know, somebody fending off of you, I remember I went to D.C. with $4 in my pocket. I had a book signing at Howard University. I had a book signing at Georgetown the next day. And I was feeling like shit. I called George and I said, well, I'm almost finished Howard. Can I come and do my book signing there? They was like, sure, since you're here. I did 2 book signings there. I left there with $300 in my pocket and only sold 3 books.
I was interviewed
on live television because the barbershop didn't want to buy my book. I walked next door and I met my first mentor who directed and screenwrote my movie that's coming out in about less than a month.
Mm-hmm. Well, congratulations, first of all. Congratulations for just putting your best foot forward. And, like, I love to hear stuff like this. Wow. So you manage all of that, doing all of this.
Because I refuse to let her win, and I refuse to lose.
I love the pettiness. She's a little
petty. I'm the most pettiest person you're going to ever meet.
That's all right. It's petty time. Sometime in life, it calls for petty time.
But I'm going to show you more than what you're going to show me.
Mm-hmm.
And I took pettiness to another level because you know why? I didn't date for them 4 years.
Oh, my books are petty, half of them. Half of them are direct attacks towards people I don't like.
Yeah, look, girl, I didn't date for 4 years.
And if I really don't like you, I'll mail you the book personally.
Oh,
you know it's
yes.
there.
Wow. That's real thing.
Let me, Miss Hazel, let me tell you what happened. So I'm being petty, super petty. I didn't date for 4 years. Mind you, I didn't date. I didn't say I didn't do anything. I just said I didn't date. So here we go. It's my third year. I done blew up. I don't need no woman. I'm going to say she done been through 3, 4, 5 different boyfriends. So the fourth year I get an inbox. Happy birthday. I dropped that book, The Player in Me. Boom. The same day The Player in Me came out, I sent it to the inbox. That's my fourth book. Boom.
Mm-hmm.
Are you like this? She said, no wonder I didn't get a reply back. No, ma'am.
Mm-mm.
Author of the Year Award for that one, The Player and Me.
Wow.
That's petty.
Wow.
But that wasn't me. That was me using my talent, my pain,
exactly.
and what I was going through.
Exactly. And that's what it's all about in this game with me. What I always say to my fans, I think because of my set, ink is permanent, and that's why I use it, you know. And my thing is this. It's just like, this is my release. And the same way you choose to do what you want to people, whether it's uncomfortable or not, this is how I choose to release myself. This is my fun. This is my pleasure. This is my pain. This is my orgasm. This is my high, my work.
You know,
you understand
you know what's
me?
So funny? Like everybody be like, oh, you doing this and you doing that. I take everything and I just put it all together and I want to write about it. I don't want to do it. I want to write about it. I'm going to tell you what's on my mind. I don't have to go out there and speak. I can tell
there
you what's
you
on my mind. I can tell you
there
how
you
I feel. I don't need to
there
go
you
to and do this and do that person. I can make you a whole imagination like it ain't nothing to put it together. You'd be like, damn, did he really
there
do that? And it's my imagination.
It's the same with me. Like, one thing about it, like I tell anybody, I will never confirm anything in my book.
Exactly.
I will never confirm because, first of all, it takes from it. First of all, you know, Tony Hayes was my pen name, not my name. And I want it that way. That's a question also if anyone's listening because I told people I was going to be on the show tonight. And first of all, I want to have my own life. You know, I want to have my writing life. We're the same person, trust me. But I want to be separated from that. I don't want the two to collide. And I get a lot of authors say, oh, you know, using your own name, you're going to be blessed more, it's going to be stronger. I'm like, I don't agree. To each his own.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to each his own. Sometimes we put ourselves out there a little bit too much. Sometimes something as simple as having, like, a stage name or a pen name, you know, why do you think strippers use stage names? I mean, you think they want people in that bar, in that club, even people that they work with, to know who they really are, their government. They don't even trust half of those people there, and you shouldn't. Anyway, so yeah, you know, a lot of my fans said, oh, you know, Tony, that's your real name. Well, I get so many, what's the word, like, guidance on this. It's like, slow down. You're not a writer. Stop telling me what to do.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Right.
You know?
Right.
And it's so funny. Like, when I talk to my old friends, they always expect me to be the same person that I was back then, but I'm not. I'm different now. I'm a writer. I'm in the spotlight. I can't do all this shit that y'all think I'm doing. They're like, oh, man, you got all these and all this. No, I can write about all these and all this. I don't have them. I'm like, well, yeah, I got four walls that I'm looking to write about.
Right.
But I got a story on each wall.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me?
Yes, I do. Like, you know, it's growth. It's just like,
mm-hmm.
I saw at this point at 35, I'll reveal my age. You know, I'm trying to do true adulting. You know, we all got flaws.
Mm-hmm.
I'm
mm-hmm.
trying to do true Absolutely. Adulting to where now I see the significance of your privacy. I see the significance of
mm-hmm.
your peace. I see the,
mm-hmm.
even not saying that I never knew those things in my 20s,
right.
I mean, but it's like, I see the significance of a lot, you know, healthy relationships, you know, dating on your level. And it doesn't always
right.
mean someone who is wealthy, just dating on your level. Because what I tell people, and I think it's in which handbook, help me out, in my handbook, Intimacy, A Woman's Guide on Safeguarding Her Heart and Her Love Life, I talk about the importance of keeping your relationship off social media all the time. It's just
right.
so many small things that we do that we think is not really a big deal. And it's just like, learn how to keep some things for yourself. Learn
mm-hmm.
how to keep some things that is just for you. There's nothing wrong with that, you know. And
mm-hmm.
I had a girlfriend. We're not friends. I said had, past tense. You see that? She used to
right.
call in my life so much to the point where it's like, why is it so important that you know all of my flaws? Why is it so important that you know all of my shortcomings? And you got to watch people like
right.
that. You got to watch
right.
people like that want to know what made you fall flat on your face. What are you insecure
mm-hmm.
about? I feel like this. If I'm a phenomenal friend to you and vice versa, that's all that matters. Naturally,
right.
you're going to know my flaws. So if I'm guarded towards you in a certain way, that means there's a disconnect, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So it's these little things, not to get off track, that people don't realize it matters. It matters. And
mm-hmm.
all of these things on my mind that I'm uncomfortable to talk about to another person, I put in my books or stories I want to hear or stuff I feel about society and gentrification. And I put these things in my book. And another thing for
mm-hmm.
the record, someone put in my inbox, no, I will not write non-black books. I'm going to leave it as that. Number one, how dare you, first of all, even ask me something like that. Okay,
mm-hmm.
I don't have to appeal to any audience but my own people. That's my choice.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I feel like if that's the way I write, fine. If you don't agree with it, don't read my work. There's
mm-hmm.
thousands of authors out here, okay? And
mm-hmm.
I'm going to just leave it as that because, you know, I'm going to leave it right there. So for that person tuning in and asking that ridiculousness. No. I write black. That's it. Period.
That's all. Period.
Close.
So out of all
Chapter
the books, let me ask you a question.
Yes.
About the Hazel, out of all of the books that you have written, which is your favorite and why?
I knew it was coming. Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
My favorite has to be Warm Chocolate and Red Wine, Memoirs of Black Experiences, Volume 1. That's what I'm. That's my favorite book. It's also my bestseller, and it's my favorite. It's my favorite because I love when karma is served. I love when that bitch comes to the kitchen
too.
And just burn up the whole fucking house with
Ooh,
just her.
Girl.
I love
me
it.
Too.
I love it. And when you read His Uncle is the first memoir, and when you read Unfinished Project, so I'm going to give the people a little bit of a taste. His Uncle is the story about, it was a young guy dating a girl, well, a woman, excuse me. Basically, he was using her, stealing her out of her money, one of those kind of men that sat home, did nothing, smoked weed, lived off us hard-paying
mm-hmm.
tax dollars people. And, you know, this meek, shy, eager girl, she gets wrapped up with this guy. And it was just disastrous. So she bounced back, because now all people bounce back from things like that. You know,
mm-hmm.
got her own
right.
crib, got her own place. Her very good girlfriend, Crystal, was her right wing. So one night, Crystal runs into Jason, which was her ex, that almost destroyed her life. and a so-called best friend, Crystal, ends up hooking up with Jason. And she always believed that Lisa, the main character, when I got away from Jason, she always believed that Lisa exaggerated her pain. She always felt like Lisa exaggerated her hurt. Like, oh, he couldn't have been that bad. Oh, it must have been something that she did. So she starts getting involved with him, and guess what? The same dish, he served Lisa, he served Crystal. And what happens is Lisa connects with her ex's uncle just to DM him and let him know, like, listen, I don't know what kind of shady shit your nephew told you. This went down, da-da-da-da-da. And her uncle was very receptive to Lisa. And let's just say he's very receptive to Lisa. I'm going to leave it at that. An unfinished project, second memoir. It's about a little girl who's being abused by her mom's boyfriend. And she has a crush on a boy named Troy. And the mother's boyfriend finds him in a staircase kissing. So
them toys,
the
name shit.
The neighbor gets involved. He suspects something is just kind of wrong with the picture. You know, people know spirits. And let's just say the neighbor, Troy, and a good old Swiss Army knife puts that all to end. I'm going to leave it at that.
Whoa.
Them toy things. No.
I'm going to, that's definitely, I always get a lot of love for that book. I always do it. And that's my favorite. That's my favorite so far because I have about six more I'm releasing next year. But so far, that's my favorite.
Six more? Oh, my goodness. Woo.
Yes.
Give me motivated.
Favorite. Yes. I'm telling you, I just didn't stop.
I got a number one bestseller, and I just got to figure out how to put it together.
Mm-hmm.
But when it come out,
you're gonna be
like, this mother, oof.
I can't wait to get my hands on it. I love a good read. I'm telling
girl,
you. I love a good read. That's, I'm a bookworm.
Me and my co-host, I've been telling her about it. She like, boy.
I can't wait. I'll definitely support. I'll definitely, you know, promote it any way that I can. One thing about it, you know, we have to support each other.
We do.
Like I said, the way I write is very different from how other authors write, and I respect the craft. See, that's the thing.
Right.
I'm confident in myself to the point where I'm never threatened by anyone else because I know my stuff is dope. I know it's good.
Right, exactly.
You know,
that's
just
it.
The covers alone. I just have my own covers, by the way, world. I'm always the
me
model
too.
On the covers. When you see the woman, it's me. It's always me, Tony Hazel, because why pay someone else when I can just be the model? Hey, sounds
cheap.
Oh,
love. There you go. See, there you go, Miss Hazel. See, now we're going to turn the show around. Because we're going to go back to what we started at the beginning. See, I remember everything. You remember?
I remember most things.
But I'm going to let you be good. I'm going to let you have your little season.
I can't. I'm so dumb with this. I'm tired of you. It's always some shot taken, but I love it because I never have a comeback. You know how I'm stagnant when he says something smart and I'm like, ugh.
I'm going to let you have your little season. I'm going to let you have your little salt and pepper tonight. But that's all right, though. I've been quiet the whole show. Let you speak. Because you called
please.
Me out, and I didn't want to say it. When you spring up on that season, I said, damn, that's a new shit for me.
Gentlemen. Oh, my Lord.
I said,
you know, sometimes women have to get in a place where it's like, are you having a baby or do you want to have a man?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so... We all go through it. I don't care what anyone says.
I gave you a salt and pepper tonight.
Oh,
my God. I'm going to keep it cordial.
Oh.
But I'm going to tell you what. Next time you come this way. Oh, I'll be in New York soon anyway. I'm coming Thanksgiving.
You know, it's so funny. The holidays are coming up big time and just so fast. You know, so I definitely, it's interesting. I definitely wanted to do a book signing around like the Christmas holiday. So I definitely have to jump on
it. We're going
to
do Thanksgiving. I'll be up to Thanksgiving somewhere around there, see my family in Brooklyn.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I catch the number 4 Eastern Parkway train. Keep going to Queens, right?
No.
No?
I
got to get on number 2? It's still the E train?
No.
I got to get on the E?
Man, I hate them number trains. I can never think straight with them.
Too.
There's only a few trains that I mess with, and sometimes I can't get all the connections in my head with the trains and how they decide to not be bipolar. So, like I said, it's not hard from the 4. It's not hard to connect from the 4 train. There's a couple of trains you have to take.
What's that season they call papaya? What's it? Papaya? What is it? Papaya? What? How do you say it? Come on, Miss Scottish. You're supposed to call him the PAPKIR. You know what I'm talking about. The PAP. Go ahead. Come on.
The what?
Don't let me have to Google it.
Oh, you can't rely on Google no more. They had an article about that. Oh, Lord.
What? Oh, Google going to tell me this name tonight.
All right. It better.
I got it. Like, I still got to pronounce it. Uh-oh. It's PAPRIKA.
PAP.
Y'all got it in y'all cabinet.
Paprika?
Paprika?
Ah, daddy.
Okay, I'm like, wait, that was paprika. Okay. Oh, Lord. You got all of that for paprika? My God.
Y'all got that shit in y'all cabinet. Don't even use it. That's what's coming.
I don't use it. I really don't. Really.
Paprika.
For the potato salad.
Yeah.
For the potato salad.
Yeah.
The orange stuff and the potato salad
you
put on there.
I always throw some salt in the game.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my Lord. I can't. Fell right into it.
Y'all.
I can't. The holidays is approaching.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes,
it really, really is. I would just love to have a conversation just with a group of authors, like what are their visions, you know, who do they look up to when they, you know, thought about becoming a writer. It's really a craft that a lot of people respect but don't know how to do it. You know,
right.
It's like, oh, my God, you sat down, you wrote how many books? How? Who? What? When? Where? Why? I feel like I'm doing current events back in elementary school. I'm like, listen, I had something on the brain and I put it on paper. Kind of that.
So tell me, Ms. Hazel, what do you see yourself in 3 years?
I see myself in 3 years. Definitely household name. Peace and happiness and joy is number one. You know, my love, my family, my life. You know, I'm a very simple woman. You understand? It's the small things that make me happy. So just to direct that question towards my career, definitely I would. You know, I do short films, too, as well. So definitely, like, making movies, doing book tours, traveling, having my home life. I'm a true homebody by nature. You know, love and family comes first. I'm enjoying what I'm doing now, just looking to see what God has in store for me. I would love to do motivational speaking. I like to encourage other writers. But I want to have fun with what I'm doing. It may sound corny, but having fun with what I'm doing and getting paid, of course, and getting paid.
Right.
Everyone wants the coin to go along with their dreams because, you know, everyone should be getting paid for what they dream of and believe in by nature.
Everything you're saying, I like and I'm doing. Well, I ain't getting paid, but it's okay.
It's coming. It's coming. Because one thing I did realize when I first started writing, I knew I was not going to be a millionaire overnight. I knew I wasn't going to be a thousandaire overnight. I knew that I had to love what I'm doing so much and stick with it. Because a lot of people, they write. I talk to a lot of writers, and they're frustrated. I'm like, so how many books you wrote? One. I'm like, one? And you frustrated? I know you have so many other books in you.
Right.
I know you do. So that's why I see
They don't miss Hazel. You know why?
Why?
Because they thought they was going to be a millionaire overnight. It doesn't work like that.
That is true.
The game doesn't work like that. You have to have passion. If you don't have passion, you shouldn't be a writer.
That is
because
true.
You don't write to make money.
You write to please yourself and your soul and to release.
Like me, when I write, I'm making love to my mind. That's how
exactly.
I feel.
That's it.
That's how I feel. I'm making love
what
to
did
my
I
mind.
You at? Oh my God.
Now listen. Now, if somebody gonna offer me $1 million for one of my books as an advance,
right.
I ain't gonna say no. I'm just saying. But I
all
know
right.
I love what I do.
Hey,
I,
they can have a book
I,
right now. All of it, right? To all, $1 million.
No, they can't have. They can't because no, my books in my mind, so they can't have the rights. But,
Jeez,
but
why
if they want to, no,
write all the books. No,
nope.
You can write one.
Nope. You will never. You will never take credit for something I develop. I can't close my eyes knowing that.
They're going to do it anyway. It's going to happen.
You want to collaborate? Fine. But like I said, that's a different thing. But as far as ghostwriting, I don't do that. That's what I'm getting at. I don't ghostwrite. I've never. I'm referring to that mostly. I don't ghostwrite. I don't think
yeah.
I'm doing that. It's like showcase your own talent. Use your own brain. Like, no.
They don't want to. They don't have one.
Well, shit,
they
I can't
use
help
yours.
Them. No, mine is not for sale. this is not
that's
the
not,
movie
and,
Get Out.
And
you want some
have
of my brain.
And people have to understand, too, being a ghostwriter is not easy because it's not your thoughts. It's not your work. They're giving you a breakdown of what they want, and they want you to just make up the whole story. Like, that's
still your work. It's still
your
work because if you're giving me a breakdown, if you're giving me a genre, something you want to happen, you're not formulating that yourself. Anybody, my little sister can say, hey, write a book about a clown. Okay.
Right.
But it's like, she's not giving me anything. I'm being the mastermind behind that, for example.
Right.
So me, go ahead. Yeah.
I have a $1 million book on my Google Drive right now,
mm-hmm.
but I cannot publish it. I cannot do anything. I ghostwrote the book.
Mm.
But the person never gave me the okay to publish it.
Wow.
The only way I could publish it is if I use different names or different stuff, but this book is like $1 million book.
Mm.
It's about a disappearance of a girl that they never found, and it's crazy. I wrote the book. She sent me the material, and I ghostwrote it.
Okay.
But I would never publish it without her saying, go ahead.
See, I find ghostwriting to be too complicated for me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, for example, I publish, okay, you ask me to ghostwrite, okay, Tony Hazel, I'm going to pay you $300,000 if you ghostwrite for me.
Mm-hmm.
And this ghostwriting material turns into $23 million. I'm being very angry. I'm just keeping it real. I'm being human, though. No.
What?
Me, you're not gonna ask me for anything, and I'm doing it for free. I'm not ghostwriting nothing for free. If you want something from me, without my name, without, you know, my signature all over it, it's a big deal to me. See, that's my own
mm-hmm.
just feeling myself when I write. Because if I don't believe that I'm great, nobody else is gonna believe it. Okay.
But
so
you gotta understand, Ms. Hayes, she came to me
what?
Because. I was great. She was like, I can trust you. And honestly, she couldn't trust me because I never sent the $1 million fucking book.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sitting here, yeah, for the morning. I don't have a dollar in my name. And I'm sitting here looking at this book. I got $1 million book right here. Lord help me.
Uh-huh. Lord have mercy.
But
mm-hmm.
I know.
That $1 million.
But I would not go against the grain.
Of course.
I've contacted her. I'm like, look, we got this book. What do you want to do? She hasn't replied, and I'm like, boy.
You got to leave it alone. I know. Listen,
uh-huh.
that's tough.
Mm-hmm.
You got to leave it alone.
Because
hey,
if
listen.
I publish it, I'm going to get sued for the whole $1 million.
Oh, yeah. See, and this is why I don't
right.
get entangled. This is why I don't get entangled
right.
in stuff like that. Because
mm-hmm.
let me tell you something. What I said earlier, I keep my life simple. I try. But I'm black. It's extreme enough. I love being a black woman.
Exactly.
I love
mm-hmm.
my culture. I love everything that comes with it, despite it, because look at us. Everyone is
right.
chasing the blackness. Everyone's chasing the blackness. Don't tell me anything different. So my thing is this. When it comes to my business deals, because you're going to have shady things that happen to you in business, you just can't get around everything sometimes. But for me,
right,
if I engage in ghostwriting, I'm asking for it. You know, it's so many things can go wrong when I'm not ghostwriting with my own stuff. So for me,
right,
I don't need to help myself get a headache. Not bashing nobody. Right. Ghostwriters, I love you. Tony Hazel loves you, ghostwriters. Please don't DM me, yelling at me.
What makes me so mad is I was like, you don't have to pay me nothing. I'm going to get up because I know the payment is coming because I know what this book can bring. I got up every morning before I went to work at 7, at 5.
If you knew that, you should have took the reality versus the potential. If you knew that, you should have got some type of coin up front because you deserved it for all the work you put into it.
Like, this is some Today Show being on Ellen shit. Like, this is some real. And I never told
you
about it.
You're making me mad about it. Just hearing it. I feel like hitting
I'm
you
told,
with the book
I'm
over
told,
your head.
Like, my inner circle knew about the book that I was working. They said, oh, my. They wanted their hands on it. They want to make this film. They wanted to make it film. I didn't even want them to make a film, but they make a film. Because Hollywood needs to make this film, not Dahl.
You know what? I need to go outside and get a switch. That's what I need to do.
No, I know.
Because you got $1 million on your desk, and it can't manifest right now. Ugh.
I can't do nothing with it unless she tells me to do something with it. I've
got to persuade her some more.
They be like, change the names to do something. I know. It's dead. Until she says, I'm ready for you to go with it. And she might be dead. Now, she somehow, I will.
Jeez.
But until then, I will not do it.
Mm-hmm.
If that goes against my morals.
Well, you can't. Like I said, you could be opening the door for even bigger headaches. So you really, really, really could. You know, look, my motto, look forward. You have other great works that are in your brain. You have other million-dollar material in your mind and in your heart, and just start pulling it out. Just start pulling it out. Sometimes, you know, things happen in really mysterious ways. Just start pulling it out.
Look, I got you on the show. Mm-hmm. Oh, we're
mm-hmm.
And you are awesome. I'm telling you, you gave an awesome interview tonight, too.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for having me. Thank you for having me. Like, I really, really enjoy doing this. And I can tell all of us, we can talk all night. I can tell.
Maybe I'll
come back and visit again. I'll visit the show again. And, you know, we'll chop it up some more. And, you know, when you come to New York, you guys, I can have some gifts for you. I have my one-year anniversary that just passed in July of being a writer.
I'm going to be seasoned when I come to New York.
Oh, my Lord. I done started some trouble. I done started some trouble.
I done started some trouble.
I did.
Like,
I started
well,
some trouble.
I'm like, is Miss Hazel there?
I started some trouble. Hey, it's truth. Hey, it is truth. Like, I'm looking forward, you know, because my one-year anniversary passed in July, and I have, like, some exclusive things to celebrate that, some custom-made wine bottles, just a few little exclusive books. And, you know, hey, you guys come to New York, and we just have a chat, a little author's chat, and we can exchange those things. I appreciate the talk. I appreciate the time, too. And you guys are crazy.
Well,
I love crazy. I don't like anything that's normal.
Let us know when and where, because I will tag along, just come across the bridge, because I'm from Jersey.
Oh, please.
So I'll just come across
the
bridge.
Oh, wow, you're right here. Come. Please come. Please come. I'm thinking about having a book release party for my bestseller, because with COVID, things were so limited. You know, you couldn't really do much. So I want to make up for that, but I want to keep you guys. I want to thank you both. I want to thank the world, my fans, everybody who just has a love for authors and writing. God bless you. And I'm definitely looking forward to next time. Definitely.
Yes,
well,
indeed.
Thank you so much for coming by and dripping the mic. We really appreciate you coming by on this Tuesday night. making it pop like it's a Friday.
It feels like it. Thank you. Just everybody keep calm and read. You can find, you can Google me all over, Tony Hazel, and that's Tony with an I, and peace and love. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Bye-bye.
Woo-woo. Wow. Yeah. I'll be back here, y'all. This is a dope, dope show. Listen, was you back here eating? Because you know what? I found out what our CEO was eating for his birthday dinner.
Oh, wow. Mm. He really showed. Did he show that?
Yes. The picture was nice. They had steak and lobster and a loaded baked potato.
Listen.
Okay. You know, he had to, because, you know, he turned a half century old today.
That's old.
Half a century? Yeah. Just say a half a century is like, yeah, that's old. He turned the big five over today.
I want to play
something for our listeners right quick.
Okay.
A little tribute.
Oh, look at you.
I had a talk with the producers and the engineer in the back room. You know, we was just talking, and you know, I ain't gonna even say who it is. The engineer producer for tonight is gonna play a little something. This is a little tribute to our CEO tonight. So, happy birthday. Happy half century birthday.
I got this hate love thing that's going back and forth with your body. I'm going to tell you about it in this next piece. Check this out. Run it. I got a hate love for your intoxicating selection. Since our introduction, your energy has been inducted within my mind's circumference, and I fucking hate this interruption. Because nothing gets accomplished when you cause this dysfunction, but on some real shit though, I fucking love this interruption. You release this compulsion as you're in a class of your own when it comes to my explosion. Your emotion to my organ is like the flute to a cobra. You have a sobering aura, and your skin tone is golden as leaves in October. I fucking hate the way you know the power of your essence. You know the relevance of your presence is the secret to me leaking my expression, but I fucking love the way you know the power of your essence. As you in return accepts my excellence and hopes that my elegance dwell in your wetness. I fucking hate the way you display your gifted lips. Irresistible tricks, both hands or no hands, you exhibit the perfect grip. And I fucking can't stand you for knowing that shit. But on some fucking real shit, I fucking love the way you display your gifted lips. I find comfort in your kiss, especially when that kiss is placed in the perfect spot with the enthusiasm of Gil Scott. Your skills got me illing for that thrill. I want to feel that vacuum-sealed tongue moving like a windmill lip lock. I fucking hate that you know when my anger shows, all you need is to emerge from the shower walking slow with no clothes. And the energy from my anger gets transposed to my pole, causing it to grow. I fucking love that you know my anger shows. All you need is to emerge from the shower walking slow with no clothes. Because once your temple is exposed to me, I begin thinking feet. Instantly a beast is released in me that you will be glad to meet. I fucking hate the way the first time you made love, I turned you around as I actually knew how. You whispered to me how I done fucked up now. And you did that for real. Instantly I feel your swag on me still. I fucking love how you know I got a weakness for that back shot. I just want that same energy when I hit you with this hate love and make that swag pop. I got a hate love.
Yeah, I'm good. So, I'm hearing it right now. Did I go out? Yeah, I went out. I went.
Welcome back to the Authors Lounge. It is Tuesday, October 12th, and you are tuned in to the Authors Lounge presented to you by Drip the Mic. And that was a little tribute to our CEO. Happy birthday. I hope you enjoy your dinner. I hope you enjoyed your day. Many more to come. And I know I joked about, you know, that half a century old thing, but, you know, it's a blessing to see 50. A lot of us ain't make it out here, especially, you know, as black men. So, you know, and turn up, celebrate all week and all weekend.
Yes, sir.
That's it. What you about to say, bro?
Man, I ain't about to say nothing. You just blew my mind. You good on them boys.
You think I'm pulling it, man? You think I'm pulling it out? In case y'all ain't figured it out by now.
Yeah.
Listen, in case our listeners haven't figured it out by now, your girl Goddess Love has been running the board tonight for the first time. I think I did pretty well. What you think, guys? I think I did pretty good.
You did a great job. You threw me off with the song. I'm talking trash over here. You got that song.
Yeah, I had to do a little song afterwards, you know what I'm saying? I had to do a little sound shot. Hey. You know, I'm in control of the night. I'm in control of the night.
I said, look at the Brack showing off tonight. Yes, sir.
Listen. I ain't know how to act, okay? I'm like, oh, shit. I'm like, listen, I was so nervous. Do you understand me? Like, I was so nervous tonight. I was like, oh, my God, I hope I don't fuck this up. Like, that's all I kept saying. But I was like, you know what, girl? You got this. You got this. No, you got this. I had a good trainer.
I'm excited about this show. I'm excited about Drip the Mic. Yo, it's been almost, I don't even know when my anniversary is. I think it's next week, because I remember when I was to start this show, it was his birthday. I think it maybe was a week after or 2 weeks after, but anniversary time is coming.
I don't know when my anniversary is. I know it ain't until next year sometime, so I got a while to go.
Oh, my Lord, my anniversary is in 2 weeks. What we going to do? That's Halloween.
I don't know. Ooh. What you want to do?
Ooh, I don't know. We can pop bottles. I don't know.
He said pop bottles. You gotta put together a special show.
I know. That's what I was thinking. I know we're gonna do it next week.
Maybe.
We got two great authors. Maybe the week after.
Yeah, we have some great people coming up for the end of this month.
Yes, October birthday. Libra's in the house.
All y'all damn October babies.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm almost over though. Almost. I don't know if he's Libra or a Scorpio, though. So I don't know.
He's a Libra. Scorpio don't come to the end of the month. You know, they change it. He's a Libra. See? Scorpios come at the end of the month. We don't want to acknowledge them.
You don't acknowledge them, huh?
No, we don't acknowledge them. Scorpio.
Don't do that. Don't do that. Listen, my late husband was a Scorpio, okay? He was the bomb ziggity. His birthday is actually on the 27th, which is the day I'm releasing my first romance book. So I'm releasing it on the 10th day for a reason. So I'm excited about it. I'm excited.
And Mr. Bahu, we want to say thank you so much for the opportunity. He had a network cut off.
Right. But we had a good time. Yeah.
Oh, we did. Yes, we did.
We had a very good time. And now we can't forget to tell the people about tomorrow now. Tomorrow is important because it's the world premiere.
Matter of fact,
if Eve is listening, I need her to press 1.
Uh-oh. You want her to come on the line?
Yep.
Here we go.
Eve, are you listening?
I'm here. Hello.
What's up?
I heard you got it, love. How you doing?
It's fine. How are you?
That was a great show y'all had tonight.
Thank you.
Thank you. I can't wait to hear y'all.
I want to ask you about your book.
Thank you.
I'm excited. I said I wanted to ask you about your book.
Okay, go ahead.
You said the name for it was Ready for Love?
Yes, and it's on pre-order now on Amazon.
And I wanted to ask you a little bit about that, like what inspired you to write this book and the name of the book?
Originally, I wanted to write the book because I've never written a romance book and I wanted to challenge myself. And I thought about writing this book, and I had a friend, a very good friend of mine, who inspired me to write this book. He's a key player in this book, actually. You know, he's always told me, you know, I can do what I put my mind to, you know, and he encouraged me and loved on me in a different kind of way. Not on a way where you would think of as just romantic love, but he loved and supported me in my craft. And so he pushed me to write this book, and I said, you know, I think I could do it. And at the time, I was going through a breakup, so I'm like, how the hell am I going to write a romance book? And I don't feel like writing about nobody's love. I can't stand his ass right now. Like, what the hell am I going to do? And my friend was like, you've been in love before. You know what it's like. You felt it before. You know how you felt in that moment when you was experiencing it. Write about it. I said, you know what? You're right. I ain't got to be in love to write this shit. I could write it. And I did. And that's how
that's awesome.
And Ready for Love. Ready for Love. I named the book Ready for Love for two reasons. One, I love that song by India Arie. And then the title goes with the story. Because both characters, they're both ready for love, but they're just in wrong situations. So, you know, that's where I got the title of the book from.
Okay, well, that sounds like an interesting read. I'm anxious to get my hands on that.
Oh, thank you. Listen, she's going to be a great damn host. Because how she talks on here, right? How she come on here supposed to talk some shit, right? But then she turns around and does an interview. Like,
oh, hell no. We're not having this.
You know what I'm saying?
I've been wanting to know this since you first said something about it earlier. I was like, ask the question.
Yeah, thank you so much for the question, though. Thank you. I appreciate it.
So tell me where we can find that at.
Yes, it's going to be available on Amazon, and it's available for pre-order for ebook right now. And then on the 27th, you can order the paperback. I do both because I'm trying to market for both, because I do know that there are a lot of readers who do prefer the Kindle readers or reading from their phones or whatever.
Yeah,
their devices. And
readers,
then I know there's people who like books, like myself. I like the paperback books. I like to have the book in hand, and I know a lot of readers are like that too. So I'm available in both versions.
I agree with that, and I like the paperback too, but, you know, if you want to go or you got time and you're sitting, you can actually, you know, do it on your phone. So it's beneficial in both ways.
You know what, though? When you put it on your phone, it'd be small, then you bring it big, it's small, then you do the subtract. You're like, oh, okay. Give me the book.
So you know what I want to know, though? I want to know.
I like to have a book collection.
Can you guys... Listen, we towards the end of the show, Hezzy. We ain't doing no more book talk. I want to know, because y'all show is coming on tomorrow. We got to get these folks prepared. Could y'all give us just a little bit of insight of what may y'all talk about tomorrow? Like, because can I need to get my popcorn and shit?
Well,
I'm
off the wall. I'm like Michael Jackson. I'm off the wall.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord.
Come on.
So it's gonna be another unscripted show, which means it's gonna be off the damn chain.
Well, we do have a couple of lineups. We do have a couple of lineups, but you know how that can steer off track at any moment. So we got a couple of lineups. We got R. Kelly, Mark Zuckerberg, the rise and fall of Facebook, and we got Kelly Price for a few.
And that
yes.
damn Dave Chappelle.
And Dave
oh,
Chappelle.
Oh, we gotta talk about him too. Ooh, y'all
oh,
gotta make sure y'all come yeah, tomorrow.
And who?
Oh,
no, like, oh, because, I want to talk about that damn. You know what I was thinking? See, while the world wasn't listening or paying attention, that black police chief in Chicago killed himself on. They say he killed himself by suicide. On the expressway in Chicago.
I saw that.
But if you was as decorated as he was, why would you kill yourself on the expressway in Chicago?
When you could have been at home and did it.
Exactly. Some fishy shit going on. So we're gonna talk about all that.
We're gonna get to the bottom
of
all of it.
We're gonna have to get into that tomorrow. I'm gonna have to put that story up and see and voice my opinion on the show tomorrow. You guys got to make sure you tune in tomorrow at 7 p.m. sharp for this Adam and Eve show. It's going to be off the chain. You think that we crazy on a Tuesday? Oh, they're going to be turned up on a Wednesday, okay? They're going to be turned up. And I'm going to have my wine ready. It's going to be Wine Wednesday and Adam and Eve for me on tomorrow.
Yeah.
It might be Hennessy Wednesday for me.
Okay. Yeah, you drink your Hennessy. I'm going to drink my wine.
I'm gonna keep my drink of choice under disclosure. I don't want nobody tracking me down by my drink.
It don't matter. As long as you get right.
Since I couldn't have no lobster tails and baked potato tonight, we're going to work the CEO and the First Lady tomorrow.
Yeah, so God is love. I was on here. And I was looking at you working the switchboard, and I looked up in that. I seen some comments in the chat that said, "Steak, lobster tails, loaded baked potato."
That's me running.
I said, "Oh, where is the picture at?"
That's wrong. That's wrong for that. Because they know I'm gonna be hungry. I'm Mr. Mikey over here. I'm hungry all the time.
Even if I wasn't hungry, I'd be hungry after that.
The people's talking to me, the engineers people talking to me in the back, they like, we got to go, we got to go.
I know.
Well, y'all so, had a great
we'll
show, and make sure y'all tune in tomorrow.
Oh, my. That is
you will be tuning in tomorrow at 7 p.m., guys. Do not forget, the Adam and Eve show will be right here, presented to you by Drip the Mic, yes, Wednesday at 7. Adam and Eve, don't forget, guys. Listen, we had a great show tonight. Bro, it's really been real.
I know,
right? You got to tell the people where they at, and you know, all that good shit, so we can hit on out.
Okay. Let me see if I can get this number right tonight.
Get it right.
I want to thank y'all for tuning into the Office Lounge, presented to you by Drip the Mic. Call in 646-378-0355. Press 1 to speak at any time. Come through with your poetry, whatever you want to do, sing a song, whatever. But we're always available, and it's worldwide. And I want to thank y'all for tuning in tonight. Peace.
Peace.